the sticky couch caper. The sun streamed through the windows of the Henderson household, bouncing off the walls and settling warmly on a brand new couch right in the middle of the living room. Excitement buzzed in the air as George and Nancy admired their shiny new piece of furniture, its cushions still plump with the promise of comfort. "Looks perfect for snuggles and stories," Nancy exclaimed with a beaming smile. George just nodded, already picturing a quiet nap on this new couch of theirs. Meanwhile, Sarah was blissfully unaware of her parents' new acquisition, chattering away on the phone with one of her school pals about the latest playground drama. Her laughter filled the room, a harmonious backdrop to the hum of excitement. It was then that Ernie, the Henderson's curious little one, decided it was the perfect moment to involve their not-so-ordinary pet, Harry the Bigfoot. With Harry's gentle nature and Ernie's encouragement, the furry family member lumbered forward to try out the couch for himself. "Come on, Harry, it'll be so comfy!" Ernie cheered, his face alight with anticipation. Harry grunted a little, then carefully sat down. But as he tried to get up, the cozy scene turned comical. Harry was stuck. His fur had met the foe of an extremely sticky surface. "Yuck!" Ernie wrinkled his nose. "What's with the couch?" The room filled with gasps and puzzled faces as the whole family gathered to inspect the couch. Turns out, in their eagerness to have the couch delivered, someone at the store had made a mix-up and coated the couch with a sticky substance, mistaking it for a faulty piece meant for repair. Laughter soon replaced the confusion as the family set to work cleaning the sticky snafu, making memories that would stick just as much as the couch had. Together, they learned that even the stickiest of situations could bring joy and a jolly good story for dinner times to come.